Grace and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Look in the stable. What do you see? A white fluffy sheep stands close by to where the newborn baby Jesus now lies. It's hard to imagine such a thing when you are standing in the nursery looking at the row of newborns. Perhaps even more so when you witness the baptism of an infant in the church. But there will come a day when this newborn will become not just an infant or a toddler or a small child or even a teenager, but a full-grown adult. Yes, the child who now barely opens his eyes will one day be graduating high school. The small, helpless infant who seems to cry a lot will one day be getting married. The child who, it seems, was born just yesterday will one day be a full-grown adult. They grow up so fast, as the old adage goes. One day they are in diapers. The next day they are changing the diapers of children of their own. And so during this week leading up to Christmas, when we will gather once more to hear of the wondrous birth of Jesus in Bethlehem, when we will join the shepherds in worshiping and praising the newborn King, as we ponder all these things in our hearts with Mary, there is the reality that this newborn baby is going to grow up real fast. How fast? Well, on Sunday, the assigned gospel text is the presentation of our Lord in the temple when Jesus was a mere 40 days old. Next Sunday, the gospel is Jesus at the age of 12 in the temple. The Sunday after that, Jesus will be baptized in the Jordan River at the grown-up age of 30. In fact, if you really want time to fly, Lent starts in just over 2 months. Easter is in less than four. In less than 120 days, Jesus will be born, crucified, and risen from the dead. And you thought your kids grow up fast. Of course, that is both a quirk of our lectionary system and the reality that there just is not that much else to tell about Jesus' childhood. But there is something more here at work as well. It's worth noting that in 3 weeks, when we hear of the baptism of Jesus, it will be conducted by John the Baptist, who will, of course, summarize all of what Jesus has come to do in a simple phrase: "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." So look at the nativity scene. You see the sheep that is standing there. In our minds and in our Christmas pageants, this sheep is assumed to have dumbly followed the shepherds in from the fields after they received word from the angels that a Savior has been born in Bethlehem. On a normal occasion, it might be customary for the traveling animal, in this case the sheep, to eat some of the straw in the manger while its master visited with the family. However, this is no ordinary manger box. And this is no ordinary night. So instead, this sheep serves as a reminder that the one who now lies in the manger box is the Lamb of God who has come to take away the sins of the world. Whose sins, you might ask? Your sins. Your sins of creating false idols for yourselves. Your sins of denying the presence of God when it is right there before you. Your sins of excluding from the church those whom you deem to be unworthy of the grace and mercy that is extended to you. Your sins and my sins. And so as we prepare to celebrate Christ's birth in just a couple of days, and as we look into the stable in anticipation, It turns out that it is not the cow's manger box, nor is it the donkey's. It's not the camel's manger box either. In fact, it is not this sheep's. Whose is it then? It's yours and mine. We are the ones who should be laying our head down on this bed of straw. We are the ones who should be sentenced to suffer and die. We are the ones who deserve the punishment of death for all the sins that we have committed in thought and word and deed. And yet, who is that that is lying in your manger box? You look one more time, who lies in the manger box? It is not you, it is not me, it is not your neighbor, it's not the president or any other king or ruler. If it's not you, or if it's not your spouse or your children, your neighbor, a stranger, who is it? It is Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus lies in the manger, so sweet and so mild. Yet he has come into this world as the perfect sacrifice who will hang upon the cross for the sins of the world. He is the lamb that is about to be led to the slaughter. It is the Savior's manger box, after all. He has taken your place. He has come meek and lowly so that you might be exalted to God's right hand. He has come in innocence to take your guilt away. He has come in human flesh in order to restore you to God's glory. He has come to redeem those who bow down to false idols. He has come to save those who deny the very presence of God. He has come for those we deem to be worthy and for those we deem to be unworthy. He has taken on our human flesh, assumed his place in our manger box, and ultimately our place on the cross, so that you might take his place at God's right hand. So look at the throne of God. What do you see? You see a place reserved for you, a place in glory everlasting, a place prepared for you from the foundation of the world, a place won for you today in the manger at Bethlehem. And it all starts here with one who now lies in the manger, the very Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, as we anticipate and celebrate his birth. Amen.